الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. والله
الله أكبر. الرابعة. الله أكبر.
الله
أكبر. الله أكبر.
The station is called Al-Zawra, and it carries a continuous loop of video footage showing insurgent bomb and mortar attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq. The images, some of them extremely graphic, are captured on grainy, shaky video. The Iraqi government has been trying to shut down Al-Zawra for months. They closed its broadcast operation in Iraq in November, but instead of going off the air, the channel went underground. It continues to be broadcast through a Cairo-based company called Nilesat, which is majority owned and operated by the Egyptian government. Egypt is one of Washington's top allies in the Middle East, and the U.S. government has been pressuring Egypt to yank the station off the air. A State Department official told VOA that the U.S. Embassy in Cairo has raised concerns about Al-Zawra with Egyptian officials in December and asked that the station be removed from Nilesat, but it is still there. Nilesat chief Amin Basyuni says as far as he is concerned, it is simply a business decision, and Nilesat has to honor its contract with the station's owners.
We have nothing to do with the content because our contract says since you are paying for the lease, you are on board the satellite. We don't interfere with any content of any channel altogether.
Basyuni also says neither the Iraqi nor the Egyptian governments have formally requested to have the station removed. He says, absent a direct order, his hands are tied.
If you want to talk, just talk to the Iraqi authorities or the Egyptian authorities to order us to stop it. Because if I dare to stop it now, I will be in the court tomorrow.
The issue of Al-Zawra has become extremely sensitive in Egypt, and it seems that nobody really wants to talk about it. The Egyptian Information Ministry has refused VOA's repeated requests for comment. The Information Ministry referred all questions to Nilesat, while Nilesat told VOA to talk to the Information Ministry. On Wednesday, VOA was finally granted a brief telephone interview with Nilesat Chief Basyuni after 2 weeks of trying. The director of the television journalism program at the American University in Cairo, Lawrence Pintak, has been researching the station since late last year.
The official line is that this is just business. Nilesat's a business, they have a contract with these guys, and we're transmitting it. The reality is, anybody who knows Egyptian media, is that the government could pull the plug in an instant.
The question that many analysts are asking is why the Egyptian government has not done so. One theory is that it reflects the chilling of relations between Egypt and the United States, and some analysts suggest Cairo is trying to distance itself from Washington. Another theory is that there is a sectarian motive connected to Egypt's distrust of the Shiite-led government of Iraq and concern over the rising influence of Iran in the region. Nilesat says business is business, and it carries other channels that the Egyptian government does not like, including Al Jazeera, whose journalists have been repeatedly arrested or harassed. Pintak says there are limits to what Nilesat is willing to carry, and those limits generally reflect the government's stance.
It's a very good analogy. You don't see a Muslim Brotherhood television station on Nilesat. You don't see the Shiite militant group that's headed by Muqtadir al-Sadr on Nilesat. You do see this Sunni insurgent group on Nilesat.
Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak triggered outrage in Iraq last year when he said Shiite Iraqis are more likely to be loyal to Iran than to their own country. On the station, some video footage of insurgent attacks is accompanied by music praising the Sunni insurgency. Announcers in military fatigues read statements condemning the Shiite-led Iraqi government and the Iraqi militia known as the Mahdi Army, led by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. A woman, whose face is completely covered by a red and white keffiyeh, vows that the insurgency will avenge every martyr. Although the channel is clearly affiliated with the insurgency, Pintak says U.S. efforts to shut it down do raise some questions about freedom of expression.
Clearly, there is an inherent contradiction in the United States government, which espouses democracy and free press, demanding that, and they are demanding behind the scenes, that this channel be killed, that the plug be pulled. There's also an irony that the Egyptian government, which has thousands, if not tens of thousands of people who they describe as Islamist extremists in prison, and they're hosting a channel that is the voice and the face of the most militant of Sunni extremists in Iraq.
Al-Zawra is owned by former Iraqi lawmaker Mishan al-Jabouri, who fled to Syria after being charged with corruption and embezzlement. Jabouri told the Christian Science Monitor newspaper recently that he had signed contracts with two other satellite providers to continue broadcasting the station, even if Nilesat pulls it off the air. Chalice McDonough, VOA News, Cairo.